All right, everybody hear me? Probably, most likely. We're trying out something new. I'm actually broadcasting to X, Twitter, for the first time, so this is interesting. Welcome to Touching Bases Podcast. Good to see you guys. It's been a wild day. It's been a real wild day. Not exactly the signings, but definitely the trades. Obviously, if you guys are scouring and following all of these reporters, writers, everything like that, you already know what's going on. So we're just talking about it, and it is insane. It's not the first one, it was the biggest one. Kyle Tucker traded to the Cubs, homegrown, straight from Houston. Always been a Houston boy. Always been an Astro. Has been leading the league in a multiple categories in different years. He's been at least a top 10 hitter almost every single year, except for last year due to his injuries. But besides that, incredible. And Houston takes a top prospect, Cam Smith. They take Isak Paredes, which I'm pretty sure, if I look it up, I'm pretty sure Jay Hay made a post that he didn't record a hit with the Cubs. And yet, Houston took that. That's wild to me. Of course, they threw in another pitcher, Hayden Wesneski, if I'm saying that right. Very Polish, but that's a good pitcher. It was him or maybe like Wicks that was probably going to go. But I did not expect it to be the Astros trading Kyle Tucker to the Cubs. I thought there'd just be more because it's like times like this where we also look at like the domino effect of this. I want to try and stay on track as possible because my mind is racing with all different things that can happen. So the domino effect of this and where it leads to is still fascinating to me because I look at this situation the same way that we look at the Soto situation in all of these years when he started out with the Nationals and he's made it to the Mets with his contract. And if you look at the trade deals, Yankees ended up with Trent Grisham. All of that, the Padres got a package, the Nationals got a package, the Mets end up with them forever, and the Yankees end up with Trent Grisham giving them all of that. So what does that mean for the Cubs? Because they just traded away, and I'm not saying it was a really big loss for the Cubs. I think they won this, but we will see on however Cam Smith turns out. Is it WIFA or is that an acronym, dude? Thank you. Yes. And then also, yeah. And he mentions that the Cubs are looking for starting pitching, but what I'm trying to say is what is the domino effect of this? What's going to happen at the end of next year? I assume they have 100% planned to extend Kyle Tucker in Chicago. 100%. We already know they're trying to get rid of Cody Bellinger. We already know that they're looking at moving Nico Horner, and now that Isak Paredes is gone, Matt Shaw's taking over at third, or because I am beyond done talking about this Tristan Casas, Luis Castillo garbage, and I'm saying garbage because neither side sees the value of the player that they would be getting back, and that makes this pointless. So the Castillo deal, dead. It's going to stay dead. It should be dead. I don't, as a Mariner fan, I don't want Casas. Boston wants Casas more than Castillo, clearly, because they are constantly all over Twitter talking about how Castillo is not worth Casas. Then keep him, because guess what? He can't hit in Seattle. So, and I'm going to hit on that in a minute, but now the attention has turned to, okay, there's multiple clubs that are talking to the Seattle Mariners about Castillo for starting pitching. The Cubs make sense. The Cubs absolutely do make sense. You have Nico Horner, who is a prime target for Seattle. That is a player I would love to have. I would much rather have Nico Horner than Tristan Casas, because even though the Mariners have like no money because they have terrible ownership and he's cheap, you can still afford to go out and get Carlos Santana, who is a proven bat, who did amazing last year to play first, and he's defensive glove, that very good defensive glove. You can sign him to first base for I don't care how long. I'll take him until he retires, which is not going to be too long from now because he's almost 40, 39. And then you give up a very large contract, very large, not for the Cubs, by the way. This is not a large contract. It's 24 mil a year. That's on the high end. I think it's 23 point something. You give up a large contract for the Mariners. And in return, you get club control of a second baseman that, God, we haven't been able to fill since Robinson Cano. Everything has been Adam Frazier, bust. Colton Wong, bust. Jorge Polanco, bust. Maybe, just maybe, Nico Horner is the guy that we could use. So maybe, just maybe, the Cubs are going to get Luis Castillo. And imagine having Shota Imanaga, Luis Castillo in that rotation. You have Wicks. I mean, who else is left in that rotation? They're probably going to sign one more guy. Why not sign another guy? The Cubs are not a small market team. I mean, their payroll looks small market, which is weird, but their revenue is high. I know for a fact from people I've talked to that go to Cubs games, it's not cheap. They have revenue. The fan base is massive. So spend that money. And I understand you are doing that. This is a step in that direction, getting Kyle Tucker, because that is a big contract. But that kind of officially pushes out Cody Bellinger. So what's going to happen with Cody Bellinger? Because I'm telling you right now, I don't think he's going to be part of the deal for the Mariners, because that means that the Mariners would basically be just trading a contract and paying more. In fact, whatever the 16 mil that is perceived to possibly be given to them to spend, you're wrapping at least half of that up in paying the rest of the contract for Bellinger and Nico Horner on the difference that of what you gave up with Castillo. So maybe there's money exchanged back. I don't think Cody Bellinger is going to Seattle. Nico Horner is very viable. And if he goes, then I see a domino effect in the next couple weeks where, yeah, Castillo is now a Cub. I wouldn't be too happy about that, but I understand, given if we want to win, we have to work with what we got. And so we take care of a position there. The Mariners sign a first baseman. Chicago can take Matt Shaw, put him at second. Don't put him at third, put him at second. And then go get Kyle Tucker's buddy. I don't know if they're buddies. I absolutely zero idea if they're buddies. Go get Kyle Tucker's former teammate, veteran, can still hit. Get him at third. And you all know who I'm talking about. Alex Bregman. Sign him in Chicago. Get him at third base. Kyle Tucker's working with him. There's a little bit more camaraderie, morale. There's some familiarization for the transition of a player that's never played for another team or another organization his entire career. And he's been in this game for a little bit. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the Cubs having Bregman, Matt Schott second, having Kyle Tucker in the outfield? You still have Seiya Suzuki. You still have Ian Happ. You might even still have Cody Bellinger. Maybe. Michael Busch can go over and play at first. Why not? It's a good time for Cubs fans, because this is fun. This is something I would rally behind. This is something I'm excited for that team, because unfortunately, my team is the only one in the entire division that hasn't made a damn move. So that's basically how I feel about that. I think it's in the works, and I think the Cubs are making moves for Castillo. I think Boston's out, because someone else reported that Boston, they're in talks, but Mariners are wanting pitching for Castillo. Ugh. I made a comment. I told him to delete the contact of whoever said that. But a caveat, if I'm wrong, I'll eat my words. At the same time, I said I will go out and buy a Jerry DePoto jersey and burn it because that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I, if you say, oh, long-term down the road, you don't have down the road. You have a pitching staff right now. You need offense. This is the only team that's never been to a World Series. Fix it. Something's messed up. Look at what the Cubs are doing. They basically traded away Christopher Morel for Kyle Tucker. And don't get me wrong. Let's go back to the trade. Isak Paredes, I think, is a perfect piece to this trade, to this puzzle, I should say, because he was not a fit in Chicago. He was not a Chicago Windy City batter. He was not hitting. He was as cold can get. But he can probably get you a, I don't know, if you were a season ticket holder in the Crawford section in it's not Minute Maid, Daikin Parker Field now in Houston, you have probably a, I don't know, 30% chance of catching a home run ball. I don't know if you guys have seen that spread. You know what? I'm going to have to pull it up. It's worth pulling up. Let me do that. In the meantime, let me bring this up. So we're talking about Isak Paredes and why I think he's going to be good in Houston for sure. I think people are underrating him in this trade. Let me get this up for you guys. Couple clicks. I gotta find the right one because I have like 30 pages up. Where is it? There we go. All right, check this out. This is like marquee stuff, you know, sending, it's propaganda, but it is interesting to keep in mind. So Kyle Tucker and Juan Soto, you're talking about a $765 million player that is officially signed with the Mets, largest contract in sports history, not just baseball. And at an 162 game average since 2021, Kyle Tucker hits more home runs. He has more extra base hits. He has a higher slugging percentage. And basically the same when it comes to baseball reference war. And you get that for a full year, and then you can extend him. Can you afford him after that? Is he going to ask for $769 million? Because he's proving to be better. Will he, though, continue this in Chicago? We don't know that, but it adds a lot of questions. That's how good of a player Kyle Tucker is and how how incredible this trade is. And I had to put that out there. It's very interesting. I figure that you guys, it just put things in perspective. There's a lot of chatter out there right now on Twitter, and it's very hard to catch everything. So I'm reposting. So I have a reference to go back to. Kyle Tucker's big. Very big. Let me see if I can find that that post for Isak, because it's insane. And I might just have to go. Just have to go to Baseball Reference or Baseball Savant. Sorry. Yeah, I'm just going to go to Baseball Savant. Okay. It is what it is. Bear with me, guys. We're live. I just got home. So you can't get mad at me. If you guys ever want to just go to Savant Illustrator, let me get this up for you so I can show you how this works. In case you're curious, this is not a secret. Okay. Savant, go to Illustrator. It's one of the first tabs up here if you're new to this. But let's go to Isak. Isak, not Isaac. Isak. Paredes. Am I spelling that right? No. Parade. I can't spell, guys. Paredes. There's A or E. I'm getting this messed up. Come on. All right, Savant, I'm trying to promote you guys, and you guys are making me look bad. Oh, is it AA? I can't spell. Isak Paredes. Yeah. Shut up. All right. So I'm just going to go down to 3D charts. I'm going to do bird's eye view. All right. So this is his charts as far as home runs. Hardcore pull hitter. Obviously, we know that if he hits home runs, it's this one third of the entire field. Let's lay this out. I don't know why they put the venue as Kauffman Stadium, but you can choose a stadium. Where is he going? They still say Minute Maid Park. I'm not wrong. Let me make this bigger. This is Minute Maid Park. This is the Crawford section over here. Yeah, that short wall. There's like a line on the top. All of these field outs, all these grays, gray, purple is a double, triple is the orange, single is the, that's a long single. I don't know where the hell he hit that one. All of these home runs. And there is an example down below here. Let's take a look at this. So this is what the stats would be if every single hit that you see above is there. 19 of them are home runs, 84 hits, 25 doubles, 238, 105 strikeouts, 16% K rate. I think that is a big thing also. I mean, just being a Mariners guy, strikeouts are the epitome of the team. And 16.4% is great. His exit velocity being 85 is crazy. But that wall is so short. This is perfect. They already have his. I'm getting off topic. How do you not update this, but you already have his picture? I don't get it. Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing the screen. Anyways, what do you guys think of it? Whoever's in here, whoever's watching, I think I'm only gonna get comments from YouTube if you guys are on X. May need you. May need you to switch over to YouTube in order to leave a comment. I don't think I'm going to get them in the feed, but we'll see. This is new. First time on X. Cam Smith, though. Pretty impressive. Before I get to Cam Smith, I wanted to show this. This is exact same thing. Savant Illustrator. But my final word about Tristan Casas. Okay? And then I swear to God, I'm done. Promise. This is in T-Mobile Park. Would you trade your number one, your ace, by contract, by whatever? Would you trade your ace for this? Would you do it? Because I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. That is not my first baseman. I am sorry. And he's 24 with injury issues to where you missed a whole half a season. You've played 222 games total in your entire career. That's not proven. I don't care what your hype is in Boston. And I understand Boston also appreciates their players more than any other. There's a huge bias there and they'll deny it, but I don't want this. So that's my case. I'm done. I've hit on the Tristan Casas thing enough. Kyle Tucker is a Cub. It works for both teams. It really does. Because, like I said, Isak Paredes was not hitting in Chicago. I'm glad he found a home where he is going to be able to hit well. And there's nothing better. There is one place better than the Minute Maid Park or Daikin Field or whatever it is. That's Boston. Because if he can get the elevation, that's way easier for him to hit a home run. Of course, you have Devers, so... He said he can go to first, which I have my thoughts on that. If he does, you better be getting an Arenado to third base. But he's going to Houston, and I think it's a good place for Paredes to go. He's been moved around to different. He was great in Tampa. He got out before the chaos there. He's not dealing with that. And now he's going to Houston with a team with a really good track record and a good fan base. So he's going to be backed up. He's going to be supported. Cam Smith is a top prospect. I'm not sure where he ranks, but guess what? I can find out. I can look that up. Someone can even comment that in the comments below, if you already know at the top of your head. Ooh, this is going to be hard because I don't know if they've updated it. So I don't know if I need to look under Chicago, or do I need to look under Chicago's got 8 to Matt Shaw. Da, 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 da. He's still in here. He's the number 7. He's the number 7 for the Cubs. I don't know where he'll rank with Houston, but he is the only one that I can see here. And he's 21. He's the only one that has over 1,000 OPS. He is on, his on-base percentage is a 396 and his slugging is a 609. He has 1,000, he has a 1005 OPS. He's the only one in their system that I can see. Yes, that has that. He's got a good bat. Is he probably going to be someone that needs to be worked on? For sure. I mean, the fact that he doesn't even have a profile picture. I don't know which level he's at. Yeah, status traded. Pelicans. What level is that? Is that single A? Is that double A? I think it's double A. Yeah. Yeah, 313, 396, 1005 OPS. That's a good bat. Third baseman. So not bringing him up to replace Paredes. So you get two third basemans to fill in the slot for Bregman. And that's where it comes full circle, right? Because what if Chicago gets a deal done and brings in a pitcher in a trade? I'm not going to even just say the Mariners. It could be anybody. And maybe that involves Cody Bellinger, Nico Horner. Matt Shaw can cover second. Go sign Bregman. Give him the money he deserves. Because here's the thing. A lot of people think like, oh, Bregman's not worth the money. But I think we got to blow away all this preconceived mindset of what the value of a baseball player is. Because luckily we're in a sport and we're blessed for this. I think we should recognize that we're blessed to be in a sport that doesn't have a salary cap or a salary floor. So players can earn and be whatever they feel they are valued at. And it'll always inflate, of course. And it'll always reach a breaking point to where it'll reset itself. But if Bregman's asking for $300 million, tell me another third baseman right now that is better than him that's not on a long-term contract with a team. Jose Ramirez, locked up. Rafael Devers, locked up. Who else? I'm not saying Jazz Chisholm. That's not even his first position. I'm assuming he's probably going to start there next year because the Yankees keep blowing it. And I'll get to that. Give him the money. The reason why people say he's not worth it is because the teams that need a third baseman before this, because now the Cubs do, they don't have the money. They don't have the money, so he's asking too much because it's out of their marketability. It's out of their capital. They can't afford it. But now the Cubs, they can afford it. I know they can. They might not want to, but they can. And that's a perfect slot because you have a former teammate just from last season, and you were both injured together, so you probably ate pizza and watched games together in each other's couches. I have no idea, but there's a personal connection there. There's a full circle. And that's two incredible bats that you just took away from Houston to bring into the NL Central, which is completely up for grabs. Rolling into the Yankees a little bit, because they also made a move that we're going to talk about. They were in on Kyle Tucker as well, the Yankees. They messed up. I fully believe they could have. Yankees, man, if there's an organization right now besides the Mariners to disappoint their fan base, it's the Yankees right now. I understand they made a trade today. yay, but they could have had Kyle Tucker. Could have. This is the report that they put out. So talking Yanks, I think it's Jake Storielli, Jimmy, all those guys at Talking Baseball. Big podcast. Most of you guys know them. The Yankees refused to include Luis Hill in a trade for Kyle Tucker. That's ego. That's pride. That's bullshit. That is not the post, not saying them. That is the front office holding on, clutching their pearls to something that I honestly think, Yankee fans, I'm sorry, but I think Luis Hill is going to be a good pitcher, but he's not going to replicate what he did. And there's a caveat, every season. I don't think he's going to replicate that every single season. I can see him being great, not quite Blake Snell great, but possibly like him in the fact that he has a great year every other year, every 2 years, and then puts up standard, sorry, numbers throughout his career. I think he is definitely a good pitcher, but is he worth getting the opportunity to get Kyle Tucker, who, based on numbers, like we said, I don't know if I exited out. I didn't exit out. Let me reference back to this. Who is technically, in a weird way, better than Juan Soto? You may have dodged a bullet the first time with Juan Soto going to the Mets, and everybody was pissed. But you could have had Kyle Tucker with these numbers. Was he hurt last year? Yes. Okay, I get it. I get it. I understand the arguments here. But Luis Hill, he was the fill-in for Gerrit Cole when he was injured. He wasn't your ace. You wouldn't give him up for a year of Kyle Tucker with a chance to sign him in-house. And you all know signing in-house is way easier than just on the open market. Yankees, that's strike two. And I made a video before this, and I said it was strike three for the season because the Juan Soto trade, you made it to the World Series, and then you lose, and then you lose Soto. Rizzo's gone. You have so many holes. It's just been a down, and it continues. It just absolutely continues for the Yankees. But if we want to be positive, we'll get to their trade. Sorry, I'm just seeing your comments. Jack, what's up? It's good to see you, man. You want to risk seeing him in the playoffs until the World Series, if at all, thus turn down the Yankees' offer. Yeah, the whole interleague trading thing doesn't make as much sense to me compared to those who are trading intra-divisionally. Does that make sense? Because interdivision, like that's tight neck. That's like you are one for one battling them every single day of the season. Interleague, you might not even ever see them, depending on where they place. Like you could be a wild card spot playing the number one, and they're the number three playing a whole nother team that you'll never even see. So I understand the argument, but intra-league trading to me should not be a factor personally. Boston, New York Jays, Andy competitive. Oh, any Andy. A bit of AL teams was out. No, the Dodgers offered. So went to the Cubs. Yeah. The rookie of the year pitcher turned down. Yeah. I think that was a mistake. I think they should have. This is great for the Cubs. Don't get me wrong. But Yankees should have bit the bullet. That was pride. There's no other reason to hang on to him. You know, maybe he'll be insanely amazing the rest of his career. But as it standpoint right now, that's a risk. That's a very high risk. And you could have gotten not, I wouldn't even say the next best thing, but literally the best thing you possibly can get to Juan Soto. you know, without the issues of not contacting the players during your off season, not having one teammate discussion or contact or phone call, all that drama, you know. Kyle Tucker probably wouldn't be that issue. Yeah, Bregman is like a house based on the, I mean, and that's the thing though. He values himself at being a high market team, which the Astros used to be, and now they're kind of retooling because they can't afford it anymore. Which is, I mean, all things come to an end eventually. But would you not say that his value is not what he's asking for from a team that can't afford it? Because money's relative. Value is relative. Not to go back again to the Boston Mariners thing, but I'm going to do it. Cassis value in Boston far exceeds the value that Seattle sees in Cassis. No longevity, injury prone, only 24, plays first. And comparison in to T-Mobile Park, not that great of a hitter in Seattle, which is where half the games would be. Other side, Cass is amazing. He hits great in Boston. He's Boston grown. He's great. Castillo, he's not that good. He's kind of like a 2 or 3, you know, relief pitcher. They say all these crazy things like he's declining. Barely. He declined like 0.3 in his ERA the last 3 years. And that's coming from a near Cy Young award winning season, which was a 2.99 ERA. Okay. So don't give me that. On top of that, he finished last season with 0.16 ERA, worse than Garrett Crochet, who you just trade your 5th, 6th, 11th, and 15th prospect for. Okay. So don't give me this crap that he is not that good. You can't come to an agreement. Each team and every team is going to find value in that specific player. And the Cubs should definitely see the value in Bregman. Clubhouse-wise, bat-wise, defensively, you're getting what you wish you had in Isak Paredes, plus, 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 plus. That's my stance. And sorry, I am really slow getting to your guys' comments, so but I appreciate you guys engaging. I haven't got one thing from Twitter, which is wild. What we got? Is the Yankees getting Bellinger? John, I don't know if you're still here. Sorry, I've been going on a tangent. Yankees getting Bellinger. I think they need him. The Yankees think they're going to go back to a World Series because you know who they're going to play. I mean, honestly, right now, if the Giants make a couple more moves, it's between the Giants and the Dodgers for a World Series. So if it's Yankees-Dodgers again in 2025, you're going to need Bellinger, and you're going to need Bellinger to hit like he did in L.A. But what do you give up for Bellinger? Because I would say Kyle Tucker was worth Luis Hill. I don't think Cody Bellinger is worth Luis Hill. So who are you giving up? Because there's not much there. There's a lot. There is a lot. There's a lot of holes for the Yankees. And just like the rest of the East Coast, very stubborn in this whole idea that, oh, no, the Yankees, like, it's not all of you, but the Yankees don't have holes. We're good. We got Jason Dominguez, all this stuff. Like, okay. Sure. Like, that's also like me with my Mariners team, with my everything's backwards when I point. Okay, over there. That's my team. I used to live by San Diego, so I'm still a fan. It's like me saying Ryan Bliss and Dylan Moore are great for second base. Okay. They're good players, but they're not going to get you to a World Series. So who do you give up? I don't know, because Chicago wants more pitching. You're not giving up Luis Hill for Cody Bellinger. If you're not going to give up Luis Hill for Kyle Tucker. And do you really want to deal with Chicago after they just took your guy? There's a lot of petty shit. Maybe. 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 He's older, though. Are we talking Bregman or Bellinger? Again, I'm late on these comments. Yeah, Cubs should definitely sign Bregman. Yankees are another one with the capital, but are if they and it makes sense, I guess, because they would move Jazz Chisholm to his draft position at second base, and then Bregman takes third, Volpe at short, first base, sign Pete Alonso. I'm just saying, if you want to put a big fat middle finger to the Mets, that is a hilarious way of doing it. Strongly encourage the Yankees to get Pete Alonso and try to get a good deal on him so you can really rub it in. Because if it's like $500 million, you know, for Pete Alonso, it's like, I think the Mets at that point are like, keep him. I don't know. Seats to the Cubs. But who are you giving up? Who's left? They have a lot of prospects, and I don't think the Padres want prospects. They made it far last year. They're not ready to rebuild. I don't even like. I'm using St. Louis's term, retool. They're not ready to retool. Not the Padres. So what do the Cubs offer? Bellinger? I don't think Bellinger's worth Cease either. You know he can hit on the West Coast. You know that he can hit in L.A., San Diego, 3 hours. Like, maybe, but you got to throw something else in there. And Jerickson Profar just got signed again. He got re-upped, so he's staying in left field. Jackson Merrill is taking center field, should have won Rookie of the Year. And then you have Tatis. So if you make that trade, you're bumping out Luis Arraez, who's got 1 year left. I don't know. Machado's not moving. He's going to be at third. They have a lot of infielders. You got Bogarts. You got Machado. I know Ha-Seong Kim's gone, but you have Cronenworth, and he's fine. He's a great bat. He's fine at second. If you're moving anybody, you're moving Luis Arraez just because of his contract. It's almost up, and I've heard and I've seen that he's on the trading block. So, no money. Stroman for Bellinger. Cubs aren't doing that. I don't care. They're not trying to salary dump at that level. Bellinger still is a bat. He's still decent. It does make me curious. What does Savant look like? I haven't looked at it in a long, long time. I mean. What do you guys think? He's basically the left-handed Isak Paredes. Everything is a pull. Everything is pull. Yeah. How would he do in San Diego? I'm very curious on this. Come on, let's look at his spray chart. My internet's good, too. I don't know what's taking this thing so long. Bird's Eye, let's take a look. Ooh, it's going to contain him, isn't it? That is going to contain a lot of those home runs. So definitely, I think the Cease idea is out. If the idea is Yeah. It's not like Paredes in Minute Maid, for sure, if you went to San Diego. Oh, this is Kaufman. You guys are probably yelling me in the comments. I'm not looking at the screen. Well, good thing he's not going to be in Kaufman Stadium, Petco. A little bit better. It's relatively the same, though. So that would have been a home run instead of a field out. That one's still in. That one's still in. That one's still in. I would say relatively the same. Okay. Well, something to keep in mind, I guess. But Yankees messed up big. You should have traded Luis Hill to Houston for Kyle Tucker. That was your second Juan Soto with a second opportunity to extend him and have your right fielder. And Kyle Tucker's better defensively. The whole idea that Juan Soto was a finalist for Gold Glove is disrespectful to the game because not good. Not good. Another thing before we, sorry, before we jump to the Yankees, the Cubs also signed Carson Kelly for a 2-year, $11.5 million deal. So about $5.75 million per year. And they still remain busy trying to move Cody Bellinger. Showing interest in the Marlins with Jesus Luzardo while also seeking third base. That's where Bregman comes in. I made a post about that, commenting on Bob Nightingale's post, which is what I just read. Marlins taking Cody Bellinger? I don't think so. Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to communicate with the guys from Locked On Cubs right now. I was gonna have them on, but they're a little bit busy. I was pretty last minute, so that's my fault. Red Sox enjoyer on Twitter. He's mad. He's very mad at me. This is the disagreement between Boston fans and Mariner fans. There's a big disconnect between the two. I'm not gonna respond to you, buddy. It's just not worth it. Statistically, your worst pitcher last year. Yeah, I guess Castillo was the worst pitcher. Still better than half your staff in Boston. So, this is where the arguments really don't make any sense to me. Yeah. Yankees. I keep dodging them because I'm just excited for the Cubs. There's so much that can happen now with the Cubs because they have that farm system. They don't have very many holes, but they got a lot of collateral. It's just good. And they need pitching. So I'm just excited for something to happen with the Cubs. Yeah, Bobby Witts is probably going to be the best. Yeah, 288 for 11 years. He signed at the wrong time. The Royals signed at a great time. But he's young. 11 years from now, I'm not going to say the same, but it's very close to Bregman. And if he's still Bregman caliber, he's going to make some money. Giants have Younghoe Lee, guy coming back for the season. That would help a lot. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm super late. I'm going to skip ahead. No. Hi. The Cease get traded to the Cubs? No. Not that I've seen. I think that would have been like the first thing that popped up. Yeah, I'm still seeing Kyle Tucker stuff. They would have mentioned that. So yeah, nothing for no. Cease didn't get traded. We're saying like if Dylan Cease got traded to the Cubs because the Cubs are looking for starting pitching. So who would be the one that? What would the Cubs give for Dylan Cease where they want to start a pitching because Cease is on his last year? And hey, here's an idea. What about Cease and Luis Arias bundled together. If you're trying to move players off for San Diego, I mean, trade Nico Horner, maybe Kevin Alcantara to the Mariners for Castillo. There's your 1-2, Shota Imanaga, Castillo. Get Cease and Arise, and Arise takes over at second. Or takes over at first, and Bellinger goes, maybe. I mean, I can see where that works for the Cubs, but I don't know about the Padres, but they would move two contracts. And then there's a bunch of farm guys you could probably send too. Cubs are looking dangerous at that point. They still are right now, just with Kyle Tucker out there. But they have surplus. They got guys that they have no place for. So there's going to be some more movement. Just taking a read of everything. Yeah, Cease and Arise would be a sweet bundle. I just don't know what they would give up, because you're not going to give them infielders. They have infielders. They had more than they needed. Ha-Sung Kim's not coming back for that reason. They have their outfield. I mean, really, you're going to have to trade pitching, and that's something the Cubs don't have. That's the problem with that, is that they're trying to offload a pitcher and then extra infielder, while the Cubs, you know, they don't really have, I guess, Bellinger for first base, but I don't know. San Diego's already in trouble for taking loans out for players last season, so I don't know if the Bellinger contract is going to help them in any way. It might balance out, but you need to throw a pitcher in there. You know, you need somebody to fill the slot of Cease, plus probably a prospect. You got 8 top 100 prospects in the Cubs system. You can afford to give it up, especially with the team you're building. For sure. For sure. Are the Yankees getting Bellinger and Bregman? I don't know. Probably not. No. I don't know. The Yankees are stingy right now. So let's get to the second half of this, because, man, I've been dragging ass on it. The Yankees traded for Devin Williams. 48 minutes into this, I'm just now getting to it. So Devin Williams, a closer for the Brewers, is going to New York. This is great for the Yankees. Absolutely great. They fleeced this trade 100%. And I'm saying that for 2025 season. That perspective can change in 2026 and moving forward, after Devin Williams is maybe cooled off, depending on how he does in the Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is pretty good for batters, so we'll see. It's going to be a new challenge. And Devin Williams, hopefully he's not tipping his pitches anymore, because that is exactly what blew it for them in the playoffs against the Mets. He was tipping pitches. His glove was a certain angle when he was throwing circle changes and a different angle when he's throwing fastballs. And they picked up on it as soon as Pete Alonso went up there. He got whispered to, went up to the plate. It was like the third pitch, oppo home run, looking for that circle change. So I'm assuming he worked on that. But going to New York, it's good, because Clay Holmes is gone. And I think after last season, I understand he did great most of the season, but towards the end, he really started blowing games. He started really causing issues. I understand they made it to the World Series, and that's perfectly fine. But the problem is that he was their closer, blowing games, to where Luke Weaver came in and had to take over. And he was doing great, by the way, former Mariner. And this, I think, is an excellent, excellent replacement for Clay Holmes. And he's extremely cheap. So for a Yankees budget, for Yankee capital, pennies on the dollar for the talent that you're getting. Pennies on the dollar. Great rotation arm. I do need to, let me look this up, because I already forgot. I've been so wrapped up on the Cubs. My biggest issue with this is Devin Williams shaving. He's going to look so weird. It's going to be weird. It's going to be very weird. Let's go to trade rumors. I don't think they're going to have an issue with me sharing this with you. The return for the Brewers, because I just remembered. Names that I typically would not really care for. Caleb Durbin, and then a big name that was in and out of the rotation, probably known last year mostly for his pump fake windup that didn't really get penalized or anything like that. Nestor Cortez, who just fell off last year. As Luis Hill rose, Nestor Cortez fell. They give up a starter, which the Brewers needed because they lost Frankie Montes. At the same time, it's kind of a win for Brewers. This is the reason why perspective is super important, because Frankie Montes is probably... someone's going to get mad. The most overpaid starting pitcher in baseball right now. I don't think he's worth his value. That's just me. If you compare him to any other pitcher out there, how shoddy he is. He had a decent year, half year with the Brewers. Not so good with the Reds. And he's getting paid like, what was it, like $16 million a year or something like that. I'd have to look at his contract. So I think Nestor Cortez is a good pickup for the Brewers, even though I feel like the Yankees kind of just pushed away the guys they didn't really want on the team. I wouldn't be surprised if their first offer was Caleb Durbin and Marcus Stroman. That would be my first guess. And they're like, no, we don't want, we need somebody over 5'8". And Nestor Cortez was their option. On top of that being a left-handed pitcher, I think that really plays a part with the Brewers. And then I guess $2 million in cash from the Yankees. It really doesn't do much. So I don't really have a lot to say on this. They added a number. Let me see. I'm gonna go back to the stream. Let's go to the comments. Before I click on this. And don't cheat. We're in the rotation is Nestor Cortez. Fangraphs wise. I'm going to say he's number three. I'm going to say he's three. Hi, Ronald. Yankees done dealing today? Yeah, it's like 7 o'clock, dude. People are going night-night. Man, it's too late. 7 o'clock, my time. It's like 10? I think it's 3 hour different. Yeah, he's 10 over there in New York. They done. They're going to do something tomorrow, though. All right, I'm guessing three. Ooh! I didn't see him behind Aaron Civale. They have him as five. Brandon Woodruff coming back. I mean, I figured, honestly, I was thinking Freddy Peralta. Probably Brandon Woodruff, Nestor Cortez, Tobias Myers, and Aaron Civale, because Aaron Civale was, I mean, clearly not having the best of years last year. Anybody still? Yeah, they still have Robert Gasser. All right. And Tommy John, that was in June. So we won't be back until like July or August. I mean, I guess that, yeah, like I said, that completes their rotation. Good for them. It's their only lefty that they really needed, a lefty. He has experience in 3.77, not bad, but yeah, we'll see how Caleb Durbin goes in the Arizona Fall League, because that's where he's at right now. He's 24 though. He's pretty old for being a new guy who hasn't had any MLB time. But it's still an improvement for the Brewers, and given that they have Trevor Megill as their closer now, I think he's excellent. He's hard throwing. He's got some good stuff. D.L. Hall, I'm surprised they're still not trying to. They might be, but I wouldn't be surprised one day next year, one of these guys go down, D.L. Hall steps up to that starting pitcher role. I don't think Connor Thomas is ready yet, but D.L. Hall, I think he's ready to be that starting pitcher. I think he was being groomed to be a starting pitcher for the Orioles before he got traded. I guess the Brewers didn't really lose much, but if you're looking at it from a Yankees perspective, this is 100% a win for them. Cause I mean, you got Devin Williams and you give up like basically nothing. Cause I mean, you have Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Luis Hill, and now you have Marcus Stroman. So maybe this is where Dylan Cease comes in. Maybe they want a year of Dylan Cease, and he can be your number three. And oh my God, Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Dylan Cease, Luis Hill, and a Carlos Rodon rotation would be nasty. Just nasty. Yeah, that'd be some good stuff, in my opinion. That would be a good mix. Put Dylan Cease right there. Let's just shuffle these guys down. But what would you give up? You don't have much. You don't have much. You literally have Trent Grisham, in center field. Not who you want. 190 batting average. He doesn't want to be there. He got booed because they said we want Soto on the field last year when he was being called in to be a pitch hitter. And his answer was hitting a home run. So it's not the biggest FU to the fans. And he doesn't want to be there, clearly, because they treat him like shit. So they have a hole in center field. They probably want to get there. He's not going back to San Diego. Jason Dominguez, we'll see, but 197 batting average. Giancarlo Stanton, he can hit, but guess what? If he gets on base, you better hit a home run, because he's not going to make it to the next bag in time. That dude is fast as molasses. And then Aaron Judge in right field. That's weird for me, but I guess I can understand that. You want some athleticism defensively. I don't know what you would give San Diego if you wanted to get Dylan Cease on this team. Unfortunately, they don't want Stroman. Maybe Luis Hill. Maybe that's what you got to give up to get Dylan Cease. But I doubt that they would want to do that, because they didn't give it up for Kyle Tucker. So that is kind of my thought process on that. But Jack, you're probably already out of here. Good night, bud. Hopefully everything's all right with your family. Sorry about that, man. Yeah. How are you guys tonight? I think I'm done. We are 59. We are 1 hour in exactly. Yeah. Please go ahead. If you're on YouTube, like and comment down below your guys' thoughts on these trades as far as Kyle Tucker going to the Cubs. Their new right fielder, huge pickup. And for honestly, this is just one of those things that just works perfect. And even though the big name goes to the Cubs, I think Houston benefited pretty well from this trade. Because if Isak does not work out, Cam Smith is right behind him. Maybe in a year or two. So not too much of a loss there. Plus they pick up a pitcher, and they need a pitching. especially since they're talking about Framber Valdez maybe moving. Who knows? I have no idea what's happening. I'm surprised they didn't move him as well with Kyle Tucker, because I'm pretty sure this could have been a bigger package. Because they still need pitching in Chicago. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining me. If you're on X, thank you for tuning in, because it's the first time I've been on X and we're trying a whole new system as far as our video is. So hopefully the quality is good. Connection's good. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe. I'd love to have your guys' support. And we can make videos together. Oh, you know what? The giveaway. I need to do that. So if you guys don't know, the giveaway, I'm doing a giveaway every week. And hey, this is gonna change what I'm giving away. It might be something, it might be nothing, it might be something super nice. The big milestones are going to be at 5,000 subscribers. Every 5,000 subscribers, so once we hit 5K on YouTube, I will do something big. I'll do like an autographed jersey giveaway, and it'll be mailed to whoever gets picked in the random comment picker. So the idea is that you will go in, watch the video, leave your comment, what you guys think. We'll talk, converse. Every comment that you leave on every video throughout that week, and it's from Sunday till Friday. So when those videos are uploaded, basically to the day that we do the Friday video, which today's Friday, I'm going to probably do live stream. We will choose. I'll do a little random picker based on a random video that I just pull out of the hat. And it'll say who won based on the comments and whoever put a comment in there. And then you just need to email me, or you can contact me on X, and you can just verify that you are subscribed and you will win. So I just opened some Tops update, 2024 Tops update, and I pulled a to 999. 612 out of 999, Jonathan Rodriguez. I believe it's a blue shimmer. It's not a speckle. It's a blue shimmer rookie card. Well, this is going to focus. There we go. Let's get some light on there. Jonathan Rodriguez rookie card. Basically out of 1,000. So it's not super rare, but I wanted to get you guys something that is, you know, of value. It's not just some base card that's nothing there. This was probably the best thing that I pulled out of those hanger boxes. I have five more that I'm going to rip next week. So you never know what you're going to win. So when you're entering the sweepstakes and entering the giveaway and leaving comments and you're subscribed and you're sharing the videos and you're just conversing, every comment is an entry. The system doesn't know how many times you commented. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that. There's 62 watching. Let's see who wins. And I am going to verify if you're subscribed, because come on, that's the point of this, right? Right? It's the point. Alrighty. This is my first time doing it, so act like I'm a professional? No. All right. I saved this website somewhere in here. There it is. YouTube comment picker. Such a basic name, isn't it? Alrighty, so it's a free version. We are going to see what we got here. I am just going to go to my YouTube channel. All right, let's go to my channel. Alrighty, videos. We got, within the last 6 days, I posted 5 videos, not counting this one, throughout the week. They had an opportunity to comment and go over. Now, who here is still in the comments? If you're in the comments, hopefully someone's in the comments. Do me a favor and tell me a player that I went over. I have Willy Adames, Juan Soto, Christian Walker, Shane Bieber, Danny Jansen, or Hyesung Kim. I'm really trying to make this random and not up to me, because I don't want people saying, meh, it's not fair. Someone in the comments, is this going to read? Come on, someone's watching. 65 of you in here right now. I'm sure everybody wants to go to bed. Unless you guys are on Twitter. I don't know why it's not showing the Twitter ones. All right, I'll just go do it myself. What we got? I'm gonna do which one had the most views? Willie Adames had the most views. Willie Adames it is. All right, share. Copy that link. Let's go over to the YouTube randomizer. Paste. You know what? I think I can add. Oh, that's with premium. I might have to pay for this, guys. Comment replies. Yeah, let's add everything. Add extra entries. Everybody gets a chance. All right, number of winners. We get one. Enter the sum. All right. I'm gonna do start. All right, I'm holding my breath. I tested this thing and now it's not working. Bear with me, guys. This is the first time. This is gonna be a lot smoother later on. And you know what? I'm probably gonna pay for the service and then I can add every video. So that's super random. So I'm not picking anything. Let's see. Don't know why this is not working. Wait, start. Start, 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 start. It's happening. Am I gonna have to find a new one? Is dumb. All right, well. I had to restart it. Okay, there we go. Done, 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 done. Pick another winner. It chose me. It counted mine. So if you guys commented on this, Willie Adames, George K, or is it Corey? KHOURYSS7JS. You have a YouTube channel. I have no way of contacting you. Well, sir, George, I think it's Corey. KHOUY. You commented. If you're watching this, you won the Jonathan Rodriguez to 999 blue. By the way, color match with the City Connect Guardians rookie card. Might be worth something moving forward. So, contact me, shoot me a message. This is the randomizer that I got here. I'll get this that way you guys see proof of what it is. This is drawn out now. There you go. George, you are the winner. I don't even know. You're also trying to sign. You just put in, yeah, that's all you got to do. Give your opinion, write in a comment, and then I'm just going to do a random picker. And this is the winner. And I'll pay for the service eventually. As you guys saw, I said me as the winner. It's I'm not, that's not okay. So, George, if you watch this, contact me so I can send this to you. I'll put it on reserve. Now, here's the thing, guys. If you do not contact me by the next giveaway, then I'm going to give away something else, but this is going to end up on eBay and it's going to be sold unless I decide to keep it as a personal collection. This one will probably end up on eBay, and it will be sold because you're not paying attention. So simple. So there you go. Subscribe, hit the bell so you know every video. Give your 2 cents in a comment, answers you a chance to win. And we'll just give you guys free stuff. Without further ado, though, I'm going to put an end to this podcast. I appreciate you guys joining me. And I'll see you guys all, well, at least next Friday. See ya.